50 years ago, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered, capturing the hearts and minds of children around the nation, including, by the 1970s, this one. A half century after it all began comes a new documentary reminding us of the magic of the man known for his cardigan sweaters and a magical land of make-believe. His widow, Joanne Rogers, recently stopped by with filmmaker Nicholas Ma to discuss the new film. But first, a walk down memory lane. Watch.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day.
For nearly 40 years, Mr. Rogers was a television staple and welcomed us into his neighborhood, gently teaching us the importance of curiosity and imagination. Donning his trademark sweater and sneakers at the beginning of each episode, Rogers, an ordained minister, introduced children to concepts ranging from cooperation to divorce.
My mother and dad, they fight all the time.
To racial tolerance.
It's so warm, I was just putting some water on my feet.
Oh, it sure is.
Would you like to join me?
It looks awfully enjoyable, but I don't have a towel or anything.
Oh, you share mine.
Among his chief goals, to boost children's self-esteem with song.
It's you I like.
Now, 15 years after his death, a new documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, explores the magic behind the iconic TV show.
You take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked.
The film examines Rogers' many layers.
Hello.
I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with a child.
Ultimately, the film reminds us of the lasting legacy of America's favorite neighbor.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
Please help me welcome Joanne Rogers and Nicholas Ma, producer of Won't You Be My Neighbor, a new documentary from Mr. Rogers.
Hello again.
I'll get over here.
Hi, man.
Thank you for the love.
It is wonderful to see you.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you for being here.
It's lovely to be with you.
So, you know, I want to thank you for bringing us the story in this long form and you for living it and bringing it to us as it happens.
Yes. Yes, I am just going through history, personal history here, because Fred worked here.
At 30 Rock.
At 30 Rock. At the same time that I was at Florida State and doing graduate work in piano play. And he wrote me a letter the second year he was here, and my last year in Florida State. He wrote me a letter proposing marriage.
Aww. Oh, wow. You know, that's the thing, is like, you had to have known back then what a good soul this was, right? And the documentary doesn't tell us that, it shows us that, which is a credit to you, Nicholas. It shows, not tells. First of all, can we just get... So I did not know that Fred Rogers and Yo-Yo Ma were very close friends, and that's your dad.
That's right.
Yo-Yo Ma's
your
dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that what inspired you to do this?
I think it's... Yeah, so Morgan Neville, the director, an extraordinary, sensitive, and collaborative filmmaker, was doing a documentary with my father and asked my dad, how did you learn to be a public figure? And my dad unexpectedly said, Mr. Rogers taught me.
Wow.
And that was the first breadcrumb in a trail of breadcrumbs that led to Morgan and I talking about this and deciding to hopefully convince Joanne to give us her trust to make this film.
Joanne, when you first of all, can I just tell you, for me, it's kind of thrilling to be right next to the trolley and Daniel is down there, like, and the sweater, you know, I remember, who doesn't remember growing up watching Mr. Rogers? And for me, I always rooted for him to wear the red sweater, always. It was a win if he wore the red sweater. By the way, as you watch the documentary, one thing you don't realize when you're on the receiving end of it as a child is how many, like, important lessons are in there. And you go over so many of them. He wasn't afraid to touch race, divorce, death, even 9/11.
Yeah.
He came back on the air with a special message, which is still resonating today. Can I just ask you about the race episode? Because
sure.
In the film, that is, I think, the most powerful piece of it.
Yeah.
You show footage of what was happening in America when it came to race relations and juxtapose it against what Mr. Rogers did in response. Tell us.
I think it's that reminder. So at the time, obviously, blacks and whites in many parts of the country weren't welcome in the same swimming pools. And so he made a point of bringing Francois Clemens, an African-American, on as the chief of police in the neighborhood. And the two of them put their feet in a kiddie pool together. And then Fred dried Francois's feet. And it's so quintessentially Fred, not to talk about it, just to do it. Mm-hmm. Simply, quietly, and elegantly. That reminder that kindness is something that is possible for everybody. And I think at times a challenge, but also an obligation.
Yeah, well said. So I want to pick it up with Joanne there, because wouldn't you love to know what Mr. Rogers would tell us to do right now about how our country is? So we're going to ask about that, and then we're going to take a look, closer look at some of these amazing things from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, like Daniel Tiger and the King and all of it, and we'll be right back. So I recently sat down with Joanne Rogers, the widow of the one and only Mr. Fred Rogers, and Nicholas Ma, a producer of the new documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which chronicles Fred Rogers' life and career. Nicholas was also a guest on the show when he was much younger, along with his famous father, cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Here's more of our conversation. You know, Mr. Rogers' legacy is how great he was with children and his able to recognize in them all of the emotions, everything that they were going through. And there's a clip that you include in the documentary of a little boy who would stay in your lives, I know. His name was Jeffrey Erlinger,
Erlinger.
Yeah. And he was 10 years old at the time. He had a brain tumor.
That's right.
And so he went on Mr. Rogers' show, and even his parents are in the documentary expressing surprise that their son burst out into song with Mr. Rogers. I think we have a clip.
But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that I do. And there must be times when you do feel blue.
Uh-huh.
What do you do during those times?
Well, it depends.
I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
And they went on from there. He knew, Joanne. He himself had been bullied when he was a little boy.
Yes, yes. But that little boy came in cold because they were late getting to the studio for the taping. And so that was done without rehearsal or even telling him. They just told him, we're going to sing a song. Is that okay? Yes. And they just winged it.
Went into it.
Yes.
The thing about Mr. Rogers is he recognized children for their full, complete selves. It wasn't all, yay, right? But it was handled gently.
Well, I think you even hear it in that clip. He talks about times when you feel blue. He doesn't say it's impossible to be sad. He says, no, sometimes we go through things that are hard. And he treated those concerns that children had with great seriousness and great compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was on the show the second time as a teenager, the scariest thing in the world for me at that point was playing with my father, because you don't want to invite that comparison.
Like the cello. Yeah, right, no.
And he just said to me, I think it's something you'll be glad you did when you're older. And I'm so glad he both understood that fear and helped me manage it, because I'm so glad that I did it.
The land of make-believe was always beloved. I mean, I can't believe I'm sitting next to Charlie. But you say, Joanne, I know Daniel Tiger was his favorite. Like, it was really, Daniel Tiger was the voice of Mr. Rogers.
I think so.
And he used him to great effect.
He did.
What do you think he'd have to say now? Because you look around America, and we're so divided, and people seem to have taken a step away from love and kindness.
I think he would, you know, people say to you, what do you think he would say? What do you think he would do about all this? And I think it would be about the children. It would be about the immigrants who are having children taken, up the children themselves. Mm. It just breaks my heart. And I know it breaks everybody's heart.
He went back on the air for a special week of programming after children were hurting themselves, not willingly, but they, when the Superman movies came out, they thought they could jump out of windows with capes on.
He did a
week of programming to try to help them understand you cannot. You know, that's not an ability you have. After 9/11, he went on the air and said something I quote to this day when we have terror attacks, which was, in these times, look for the helpers.
Look for the helpers.
That's right. Something his mother told him when he was a child, that wherever you go, there are always people that are trying to help. And as a child, I think it's such a wonderfully apt message, not to try to explain why there are terrible things that happen in the world, but to remind you that even in those really dark moments, there are also so many people who want to make the world a better place.
And what were his words? What were his, like, the words he wanted us to remember?
So at the end of this piece in 9/11, he said, thank you to the people who work to bring, and then he said six ideas, joy and light and hope and faith and pardon and love. And to me, it's those last three, faith and pardon and love, that if we have those in our life in whatever capacity, in whatever way, we're stronger people, better members of our community, and better citizens of our country.
Amen. You've done a beautiful job bringing that to us in this film. Beautiful. And you lived it. Forever grateful to you. Highly, highly recommend Won't You Be My Neighbor. It will move you to tears. It's now playing in select theaters. We have to get it in every theater. Thank you both. We'll be right back.
Hello, Today fans. Thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking that button down there and click on any of the videos over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights, and digital exclusives.